The translation of today's epistle from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians for this Septuagesima Sunday. Brethren, do you not know that they that run in the race all run indeed, but only one wins the prize? So therefore run to win. And everyone that strives for the mastery refrains himself from all things. And they indeed that may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible one. I therefore so run, not as at an uncertainty. I so fight, not as one beating the air, but I chastise my body and bring it into subjection, lest perhaps when I have preached to others, I myself should become a castaway. For I would not have you ignorant, brethren, that our fathers were all under the cloud, and all passed through the sea, and all in Moses were baptized, in the cloud and in the sea, and did all eat the same spiritual food, and drank the same spiritual drink. That they drank of the spiritual rock that followed them, and the rock was Christ. But with most of them, God was not well pleased. Today's translation from today's Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew. At that time, Jesus spoke to his disciples this parable. The kingdom of God is like to a householder who went out early in the morning to hire laborers in his vineyard. And having agreed with the laborers for a penny a day, he sent them into his vineyard. And going out about the third hour, he saw others standing in the marketplace idle. And he said to them, go you also into my vineyard, and I will give you what shall be just. And they went their way. And again he went out about the sixth and the ninth hour, and did in like manner. But about the 11th hour, he went out and found others standing, and he said to them, why do you stand here idle all day? He said to them, because no man has hired us. He said to them, go you also into my vineyard. And when evening has come, the Lord of the vineyard said to his steward, call the laborers and pay them their hire, beginning from the last even to the first. When therefore they were come that came about the 11th hour, they received every man one penny. But when the first also came, they thought that they should receive more, and they also received every man one penny. And receiving it, they murmured against the master of the house, saying, these last have worked but 1 hour, and you have made them equal to us that have borne the burden of the day and the heat. But he answering said to one of them, friend, I do thee no wrong. Didst thou not agree with me for a penny? Take what is thine and go thy way. I will also give to this last even as to thee. Or is it not lawful for me to do what I will? Is thine eye evil because I am good? So shall the last be first, and the first last. So are many called, but few are chosen. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost, amen. Dear faithful, many are called, but few are chosen. Words to the wise before beginning this great season of Lent. Today is Septuagesima Sunday. Septuagesima can be translated into 70 days. And it is roughly 70 days from this very day that we will celebrate the glory of the resurrection of our Lord and God, Jesus Christ. 70 days from today, this is the race that you are invited to run. It is a microcosm, if you will, of our lives, beginning with the innocence that comes just after Christmastide and yet plunges us into the reality of our sinfulness, and then offers us the prize of eternal glory at the end of the race. Many are called to run, but few are chosen to win. Run, therefore, so as to win. Run and win. You all, perhaps, especially of a certain age, will recall the great film where General Patton is exhorting his troops before they shall enter into battle. And he talks about the great American spirit and how we win, because we will not tolerate the contrary. My dear faithful, this is the Catholic spirit. We must run so as to win. And in these days when it is cold and bleak and winter trains on seamlessly, endlessly, and into March and even into April, the days grow cold. Look to the light and notice that while they are still cold, the sun is shining longer, beckoning you on and encouraging you to continue to run this race, the race that we begin now and we shall see finish at the finish line of Easter. This is the triumph of our faith in the prize that St. Paul exhorts us to run for. Run to the glory of the resurrection, the glory of Christ's triumph over sin, death, loneliness, and suffering. His triumph, which he wishes to present to you at this finish line as the prize that is yours, the prize that will be yours for eternity. For as St. Paul reminds us, how much do we do for a corruptible crown, a crown that shall wither, die, and perish? How much more should we do for an incorruptible crown, the crown of glory and of eternal happiness and victory over this world? Our Lord in this parable tells us one more time about the kingdom of heaven. And remember that the kingdom of heaven is like a mustard seed. The kingdom of heaven is like a fine pearl. The kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven, the kingdom of heaven. Dear faithful, remember that the kingdom of heaven is our Lord telling us about his church, the one holy Catholic and apostolic church, that pearl of great price, that vineyard of great riches, and that heavenly abode whereby eye has not seen and ear has not heard what is ready for you, for loving our God who first loved you. This is our prize, and also it is our cross. By learning about the church, we recognize that we are living through this very day. And if you have been idle thus far, go and work in this 11th hour. Go and work, and you shall receive the fullness of the reward that God promises to each and every single one of his children who he has created in his image and likeness and wishes to redeem in the image and likeness of his divine Son, through which he used at the end of this race to be our crown, his cross, our glory, and his perfect obedience. If this is the 11th hour, work. Begin now, and you shall have your reward. For the first shall be last, and the last, the newest, shall be first. And for those who have had the great blessing, the great privilege, and the great honor of the mystery, the ineffable mystery of God's love, that you would have been raised with the fervor of the faith, educated in its sacred doctrines, and preserved all of these years through your faithful prayers and frequenting the sacraments. Do not give up. Run when you are tired, and do not look back on what you have left or where others may be trailing. Run, because you too will have to account for your race. And while others are catching up, we must run all the faster with more determination in order to beckon the others on. There is nothing better than a race than for someone who is faster than you are to run ahead of you, to compel you to move forward, in order that you would not grow complacent in your speed or in your intensity, but rather be called forward by someone who is leading the charge. We all have great examples of those who are running before us, not kicking dust in our face, but asking us to move faster, to move more quickly and more swiftly to that finish line. And remembering always that God does not count our works. He weighs them. God does not count each day your works the way that we would count them ourselves because of what it is that we can see. He weighs them in an invisible way that He alone can render account, and He alone will show you how much they weigh and their value in His eyes. What is it that differentiates the weight between two seemingly equal acts? Love. Love is that which saturates our acts as men, saturating our acts as Christians, whereby they are elevated from simply a natural good act to a supernatural quality because of charity. Charity in Greek, charis, which gives us the Latin word caritas. Charis in Greek actually is the word which gives us grace. Grace is that which allows God to implant in our very souls, as tabernacles of His divinity, His divine love, His divine life, and His divine power, to run the race until the very end, and to invite people to run it with us. If you see people idle, invite them to the vineyard. Invite them to run with us to our eternal reward. For they have no one to ask them, and they then have no one to give them what they so desire, but do not know exists. You are here at a checkpoint this Sunday, beginning these 70 days. When you leave these walls, where will you go and who will you meet to invite them back for the 60 days before our triumphant prize and glory? Use these 70 days to bring more runners to this race, telling them that the time is now. Run. Run so as to win, that you may merit your eternal reward for you, for your families, and each and every single soul that you encounter, that with them you shall have your eternal reward in heaven with the angels and all of the saints, in the glory of God the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Ghost. Amen.